Chapter 1. Outer Rings. He knew it wasn't really wind. There was no wind in space, even inside the skyline, but Drogon loved the rush of cosmic wind in his mane. He loved the graze of pressurized particles on the plate scales that covered his body. He loved the blaze of stars around him. Really, Drogon just loved being away from Mucrus, away from his masters, both true and false. Besides, he could stretch his wings out here. A canvas of jet-black skin yawned between bony spokes that jutted from both shoulder blades. He unfurled them as wide as they would reach. Drogon's wings tilted. He glided from one edge of the skyline to the other. The talons of his toes sliced the inner barrier of pressurized atmosphere and energy. Blue wisps flickered up around Drogon from the break in the jet stream. He took his time while he was out this far, while there was no threat of being seen or heard. This part of the skyline was still under construction. No one but Drogon could be out here, this unfinished in-between. No human ship was capable. No dragon had come so far. But then, he was neither of these. Like this part of the skyline, Drogon was in-between. "We're coming up on the Neptune branch," a voice murmured across his mind. It had the inflection of a man, but the speaker was no human. Whether or not he was even alive had been the pastime subject of many a flight like this. Still, the understanding remained between Drogon and D.A. Voss that they were all one another had. Beneath any frustration the two sometimes exchanged, they were bound to one fate. So, too, they were often bound in physical form. This was one such time. D.A. Voss's nanomachine body formed into a solid black gauntlet around one of Drogon's arms. "Maybe I should slow down," Drogon huffed. "It's not often we get the chance to just fly."
"Is that what you call this?"
D.A. Voss echoed through his mind.
"What would you call it?"
"Another mission. How many will it be before we figure a way out of this? Another 60 years, said D.A. Voss.
"Careful, D.A. Voss. Someone might think you have a mind of your own," Drogon prodded, his scaly lips curled into a fanged grin.
I only mean we're getting closer to the humans," stammered D.A. Voss.
"You think I don't know that?" Drogon bit back.
Quiet fell between them. Drogon took the opportunity to twirl into a corkscrew of wings. He spiraled all the way up to the top of the skyline. A focused flap of his wings sent him through the edge, out into the blackness of space. He flexed his wings, his dragonic limbs, and stopped still in the dark. Before him was the dusky vortex of stars called Antilia II. Somewhere in that beige stardust was the one who had a hold on them so tight. Drogon and D.A. Voss could only speak freely here. Behind Drogon was his home galaxy. Until now, he hadn't been to the Milky Way in years.